The annual One World Festival of Human Rights Documentary Films, which marks its 20th anniversary this year, has got underway in Prague. Its programme director, Andrej Moravec, explained the festival's main topic, called Updating the System. Ruth Frankova reports.
On the beginning, when we were preparing this year's topic, we decided we want to reflect somehow the fact that the world is faster and that the people are lost in the flood of information and they need to pick up the correct one and they don't know which are the correct one. So that's why we decided that we want to aim on the cyberspace in general and that we want to reflect how people absorb all this information and how the society starts to be more and more divided by all these fake news and so on. And the headline was used as a kind of metaphor because everybody knows that the computer tells you that it needs to update the system to work a little bit better. And so for us, it appeared like a nice metaphor that we need to update ourselves to work properly.
So how is this topic, updating the system, how is it going to be reflected in the program of this year's One World Festival?
Yeah, we have the opening film, The Cleaners, was really narrowly connected with because it's about the people who moderate the content on Facebook and other social media and about their tough work because they need to watch like 25,000 pictures each day and they need to check if they are correct, if there is no violence or no pornography or whatever. So the film was really complex in this sense. And we also selected like 5 films in our category called 1-0, which reflects the cyberspace from more angles.
What are the biggest highlights of this year's 20th edition of One World Festival, according to you?
It's really difficult to pick some of the highlights, but for me personally, it's, for example, the director Talal Derki, who won the Sundance this year with his film of Fathers and Sons, is going to Prague to present this film, which is really extremely interesting point of view on the terrorism in Syria and how the terrorism is born. So for me, it was like really the picture which I have never seen before.
And will you be marking the 20th anniversary in any special way?
We decided just to select 3 very important films from one of the best directors of the British origin, Kim Longinotto, because she was connected with our festival from its beginning. She is one of the most well-known documentarists and she aims on human rights. And so that was like the idea that we want to dedicate this 20th anniversary a bit to her as well, because we feel that she was one of the most important creators during all our time.